Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Sorry, I didn't realize I was streaming already. So make sure you comment as I'm going along and subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. This is about Israel's illegal attacks on Qatar a few days ago, that Gulf Arab country. Israel's crossed a line again. And in recent days, Israel's attacked also Lebanon, Syria, Tunisia, wow, as well as the long-suffering people of Palestine, was both in Gaza and in the West Bank. And that this conflict did not commence on the 7th of October, 2023, been going on for decades prior to that, really intensified on that day, on the 7th of October. And obviously, I have no truck with the bestial attacks upon Israeli civilians on the 7th of October. Civilians must never be targeted. But going back to what happened in Qatar, in the capital, Doha, as in being Big Tree, back on Tuesday, the 9th of September. And that's when Israel launched those attacks. So how was the attack perpetrated? Well, firing its missiles at what they claimed was the Hamas headquarters there. Hamas, the Islamic Resistance Movement. That's its proper name. Hamas is just just an acronym. So it's on Wadi Rawdan Street. Now, I've not been there to Doha for many, many years. So when I was there, some of this just would have been desert because the city's expanded so much. So 15 Israeli fighter jets flew there. Over whose airspace? I don't know. Over Saudi airspace, over Jordanian and Iraqi airspace, up in the Persian Gulf. You think that some Arab state would have noticed these, would have warned the Qataris, but what would the Qataris have done? Would they have shot them down? They might have thought that's too provocative, but obviously Israel is the one who's been extremely provocative. So Hamas has been there since 2012. Qatar has allowed Hamas to be there, but and actually Qatar has been useful in providing a venue for the two to negotiate or sort of facilitating talks between the state of Israel and Hamas. So they attacked a building, So some people were killed, but not as many people as Israel wanted to kill. Okay, Humam Al-Hayah, who was the son of their lead negotiator, Jihad Labad, who was head of their office there, Abdul Wahid, Muammar Hassouna, Ahmed Al-Mamlouk, and a Qatari security official. So that's it. So the Hamas has said we did manage to kill that many people. Anyway. President Isaac Herzog, he recently publicly praised this bestial attack, and he was a man who was welcomed in London just the other day. So it really is sickening. Now, the United States claimed they weren't informed about this, and President Trump said he's not happy about it, but still destroying Hamas would be a good thing. Did the United States ever? Maybe they said, if you're going to do something to Qatar, just don't tell us, because then we can say we had no foreknowledge and so on. So. Wow. Anyway, and then the United States has even said that Qatar is a strong ally and friend. Well, the United States has not been able to use its sway over Israel for them to hold back. So that's the thing about the United States. It always gets slapped in the face by Israel. And then the United States just says, thank you, sir. I mean, who is funding whom? The United States giving billions of dollars a year to Israel. Israel to do things which the United States really does not want them to do. The United States is at $37 trillion in debt, and they're still giving money to Israel, a rich country. Israel, which hasn't helped them, which didn't send a single soldier to Korea or Vietnam or Afghanistan or Iraq or the first Gulf War or their missions in Somalia or elsewhere, has made it worse, has really damaged America's relations with so much of the world. The United States, which then has intelligence sharing with them, which sells them its best military technology and so on. And all right, Mossad gives them some intelligence, and Israel's got impressive military technology as well. So wow. So the United States has an air base there, Al Udeid Air Base, in Qatar. And so, the Israelis will be very careful not to do anything which could, but what if they actually killed a US serviceman there? They wouldn't want to do that, but they're happy that they're munitions are very precise. And that's another point, because when Israel murders civilians in Gaza, it is on purpose. They know what they're doing. They're very, very accurate, their munitions. and so on. So a shocking violation of international law denounced by almost every government in the world. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it is a flagrant violation of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Qatar. Okay, so Qatar is not a belligerent in this conflict. Qatar has not fired a shot at Israel and so on. And yes, they have a Hamas office there, but that doesn't make it acceptable to target them. Wow. It'd be like targeting Israeli whatever offices, bases in third countries. So yet another escalatory step. So Netanyahu seems to have no intention of slowing this down. And you've got to remember the governments that are facilitating Israel directly and indirectly through investments, even Norway with some of its sovereign wealth fund invested in Israel. So I'm glad to see even the United States voted against what Israel did in the United Nations. So a breach of international law yet again by Netanyahu's criminal regime. This is international terrorism. Think of that Qatari guy who was killed, and as he was killed unlawfully, that's murder, isn't it? Goodness. So although there were Qatari in Qatar, there were Hamas members. They had no weapons there. They weren't firing anything from Qatar, so they were like not a threat. Anyway, it's horrendous what's going on every single day. And I know there are other conflicts in the Middle East. Yemen is still going on. People are starving to death in Yemen. And maybe we should talk about that more. I know Israel will always try this misdirection. I mean, the difference is Western countries, or my country, is largely not involved. Republic of Ireland were definitely not involved in the Yemeni civil war. United Kingdom selling some of the weapons shamefully. And I realize you can't expect perfect moral legal conduct on either side in a war, but I'm afraid to say the Saudi Arabian government is particularly bad and so shouldn't do that. But there is at least a consensus amongst the public in the UK on that one. Fighting in the Sudanese civil war, I mean, that's hardly reported at all. Anyway, it's just so unjust, the outright oppressions happening to the Palestinians, both in the West Bank and in Gaza. And Netanyahu says, oh, the people of Gaza want to be liberated from Hamas. Really? Do they say so? I mean, they elected them. I know Hamas then didn't rule fairly or anything like that. So he so cares for the people of Gaza, so cares for Palestinian women that he's murdered them, their tens of thousands. Okay, it's bad being forced to wear a hijab, but which is that worse, wearing a hijab or murder? He does not concern for their well-being. He's so concerned for them, which is why he's starving them to death, as all these aid agencies are saying. Well, he's lost one of his shills, Charlie Kirk, and there are many tears shed for him, more tears shed for him by Zionists than over 200 journalists murdered by the Israeli Defense Force over the last 23 months. Goodness. Well, it's very, very sad. Do what you can to work for peace. Remember that woman, the supposed grandmother of the Israelis illegal immigrants in the West Bank, saying they Palestinians should teach their children not to hate Israelis. Now, I don't want anyone to be hated. Nobody should be hated for his, her nationality, ethnicity, or religion. However, it's hard to see how they wouldn't hate people after what's been done to them. Now, what is it that Israel has done to Palestinians which might cause hatred? And what is it Palestinians has done to Israelis which might cause hatred? Surely violence causes hatred, doesn't it? So you've just exacerbated it. Anyway, it's horrendous, it's outrageous, sickening, and infuriating the terrible cruelty and injustice inflicted every single day. And it really doesn't seem like there's any end in sight. I just feel so powerless. So I do what little I can as a nobody to raise my voice, and maybe if enough of us do, it might have a tiny effect.